Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, August 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James, with you today. And we are welcoming into the studio some really wonderful, fun people. We are looking forward to a new school year, and we're going to kick things off by talking with our good friend and new superintendent, or newish, I should say, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System, Ronald Rasmussen, is with us. Ron, thanks a lot for being here.
Good morning, James.
Always good to see you. Thanks for the time, sir. And thank you for bringing in some friends. We got some new people here with us in new positions. I want to let you guys go down the line. Introduce yourselves, and we'll get to know you after that. We'll start right on the end here.
Morning, James. Steve Thayer, new building principal at Howe Elementary.
Good to see you, Steve. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Terry Thomas. I'm the principal at Pitch Early Learning Center.
Thanks for being here, Terry. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. My name is Rod Watson. I'm the new principal at Lincoln High School.
Rod, good to see you. Thanks a lot for being here. I should mention journalistically for integrity purposes, I am a Lincoln High School alum, so I am a little biased on that. No, I do appreciate you being here, Rod, and I appreciate the time from you guys. One of the things I like to do is get to know you a little bit more, let the audience get to know you guys a little bit more. So I will start with you, Steve. What tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to the position.
Sure. Well, one of the great things about me making this transition, James, is I'm not new to the district. So I've been in the district for 5 years, the last 5 years at Lincoln High School, serving as an AP there, and now get to make this transition to the elementary. Prior to that, I was a math teacher, so don't hold that against me, please. We have a great time. But I've been in education now for a while, and I just love being there alongside, making new connections with families, and getting to lay some great foundation work to help make kids successful and be prepared for middle school and puberty and high school and all those things. We're really looking forward to coming alongside families.
How is the shift going for you going? And I this is something I actually wanted to pick your brain about sometime, Ron, as well. Going from the positions you had as a teacher and that to this position right now.
It's been great. It has always been what I've wanted to do for my career. And now moving to the younger side of things, really looking forward to getting involved sooner with families and being more of a support as opposed to doing more of the troubleshooting stuff that Rod gets to do to be able to get those final pieces in place. And so it's really just kind of a shift of mindset and an area of focus and being able to get started rather than putting the bow on top and getting that celebratory thing at the end.
Very cool. And thank you for that, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Terry, how about you? Could you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, I actually have been in the district now for 25 years. Can you believe that?
Wow, I didn't realize that long. Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. I have worked in many different roles, but recently I have been working at Pitch Early Learning Center. And the role that I had there was a student engagement facilitator, so working along students, staff, and families. And this year is just a little bit of a different shift. I'll still continue to work with the students, the staff, and the families, but as a principal role. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to bringing the families in. With it being a 4K school, an early learning school, we really only have our students for 1 or 2 years. So this is their first experience many times. There's a lot of nerves coming to school. It's their first time away from home sometimes. So we just really try to provide a nurturing environment, a play-based environment for the kids, so that when they come to school, they're having fun, they're learning through play, and just having a really good first experience with school.
How has the shift for you been going from your previous gig to this?
So far, it's been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's only
early.
Been a couple.
I've only
been officially in the role for a couple of weeks now. So mm-hmm. A lot of the work I've been doing is just the onboarding with different trainings and getting ready for our staff to return, our professional development, reaching out to families through Parent Square and getting everything set up on the front end so that when they do come for our open house next week or even for the first day of school, we're set to go.
And Terry, you know this better than I do, but it's so important for kids, those early days in school, those early learning sessions, how much that can set the path for them going forward.
Absolutely.
And falling in love with educating and falling in love with learning.
Mm-hmm.
I was really lucky. I moved around a lot as a kid, but wherever I landed, I ended up being fortunate and having teachers that really sparked that interest in me and saw that's a kid that likes to learn and really highlighting that. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's part of the gig for you. That's doing that kind of work and working
yeah.
with kids like that and seeing
yes.
that and enhancing that.
Right. We want it to be a place where kids come and they love to be there and they really feel like they are cared about and that their interests are considered and that they just enjoy their time there. Because at Pitch, they're really learning foundational skills, whether it's social skills, learning how to regulate their emotions, or with even the beginning academics. I mean, this is where we're really laying that foundation. And so we want it to be a really positive experience for them and for their families.
That's great stuff, Terry. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Rod, how about you?
So this is the fourth stop in my educational journey. So I started here about a month ago. I'm still trying to find all the bathrooms. Before this, I worked at Pittsville as the principal. Interviewing for this job was one of the craziest experiences of my life because I did it while I was in the field for the National Guard on my sergeant major's phone in a pile of poison oak. So going through that was quite an experience. Before that, I worked in Shawano as an associate principal and then down in the Chicago suburbs as a social studies teacher, which I'm still recovering from.
Right, I imagine. So. Yes, yeah. First off, thank you for the service. Appreciate that, sir. And you and I are going to have a conversation about that interview because I got to hear more about
it. I'm still
that.
In shock about it.
I got like 20 follow-up questions to that one. That is awesome. Rod, how is it going for you adjusting to the new position?
I have now more staff members than I did students last year. And so it's a change in position, but also just in magnitude and trying to figure out the new systems and processes to make a school effective for that many students. You really have to reexamine your role and realize that you're working at a macro level and you're working with a team. And so fortunately, the team is outstanding. And so getting ready for the year has less to do with me trying to find the bathrooms, more with them telling me what needs to be done right now to make sure those kids can find their first class and get that locker opened and all those things. So it's going well. I'm learning enough every day to eventually be good at it.
Very cool. Very good to hear. All three of you, thank you. A pluses all around. Nice work. Nice work all around.
We got the grades here.
I grade on a curve, so keep that in mind. Ron, same question for you. How it's going with this new position, going from a principal at Lincoln to this job right here?
Yeah, it's actually been phenomenal. Obviously, I've been part of this community now entering my 13th year. So it's an exciting community. I think it's a community on a rebound and vibrant. I think the district is taking a lead in a lot of that and what we're trying to do within the community. We're excited as we kick off, hopefully, four new playgrounds next week, which I know last month when I was here, we talked about the playground at Mead. So we're going to have those new playgrounds, hopefully, up and running here in the future, just provide that social aspect for students with all parts of our community. It's been a little hectic. We have about a 26-member team that I operate, including assistant principals, and well over a third of us are new to the district or new in the positions. So we still have a few hires out there in the district as well, and so that's been a little hectic as we try to gear up to have our 800-plus staff members for WRPS show back on Monday morning. But overall, it's going really well.
Really good to hear that, sir. Really good to hear that. And one thing that you talk about that as my oldest is I'm going to be a papa. I'm going to be a grandpa. And I'm shoehorning that in. I wholeheartedly admit. But I'm just very excited about that and everything. But with that, you start thinking about when your little one was little and taking them to school and some of these things and the both excitement and nerves that can be a part of that. And I hear you guys all talk about this, and it sounds very similar to your first day of school. It sounds like a little bit like that, which can only make a kinship with the students and show a relatability that I think is really unique to not only the school systems, but to our area here. And you hit it on the head, I think, sir, Ron, when you said the excitement to this. You know, we have great teachers. We've had great principals in this area. The people in these positions, including yourself, did a great job. We're rock stars, did awesome work. To be able to not only pick that mantle up, but put your own spin on it, be your own thing with this, is a really exciting thing for our kids in this community. I just even thinking about this. It's a very exciting, it's going to be a fun school year.
Yeah, so one of the excitements we've had is Terry has worked with a lot of our new colleagues over the last, we've had approximately 30 new teachers come into our community that we worked with this week. So what was pretty awesome yesterday is we had all our new teachers over at Lincoln High School yesterday, as well as Lincoln High School at their schedule pickup. And so we had the same freshmen trying to open their lockers and teaching teachers where to walk around, and they're all nervous. It doesn't matter what grade level you are, age level you are, you're all nervous. You're in new experiences, new areas. But to have that understanding that we're all here for a greater purpose of education and to help people learn and grow is it's an exciting time for students to come back and staff also to come back. And just that excitement that not only students see when they walk into the building and those nerves, but also that new staff and to see some of their passion in their subject areas or their curriculum focuses is really awesome to see.
Yeah. We're speaking with our superintendent and some of the principals of our Wisconsin Rapids public school systems. And Steve, what are some of the things you're looking forward to at Howe this year? And what are some of the events coming up? You have an open house, anything like that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, well, one of the events that we just kicked the school year off with happened earlier this week. This last Wednesday, we had popsicles with the principal.
Oh, nice.
And so we pulled a cooler out back and set up near the playground. And we had almost 100 elementary school kids come and meet me and introduce themselves. And it was a great first step for me. And even realizing some of the connections, the familial connections between some of my Howe kids and some of the families that I've already had a privilege of getting to know at the high school level. And so it was really neat to have that and to be able to then now welcome kids back this upcoming Wednesday, the 28th, from 3:30 to 5:30 at our open house. We're really, really looking forward to seeing kids back in the building and meeting their teachers, dropping their stuff off, and just really getting ready to start the school year off right.
That sounds exciting. And popsicles with the principal just gave me a great idea. Donuts with DJs.
Excellent. I am there.
It's a really good idea.
Maybe we can collab on that a little bit. You can set up outside.
It's not far from
here. Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
I like that. That's great. Terry, how about for pitch? Some things you're looking forward to, your open house, anything like that?
Yep. We have our open house scheduled for next week on Wednesday from 3 to 5 at the school, and families can just come and meet their teachers, drop off supplies, and get acclimated to school. We are hoping, fingers crossed, that the new playground will be finally approved, final inspection, so that our families can play on it, because we are already thinking about some kind of a ribbon cutting ceremony to thank the community for allowing this project to happen. However, we're not sure yet when that final inspection will be, and so we just have to wait until that all goes through and we can let our families and our students play on it.
So got to be you and the staff, along with these kids, got to be really excited to hit that playground.
Oh, it's yes. We have been watching the progress since June. The day after our students were done at pitch, they already started breaking ground, and all summer it's just been a great work in progress. We've been able to see it come together.
And that area has always had a good area for playground equipment and everything. It feels like in going past it, I haven't been over there too closely, but going past it almost every day, it seems like they've really made use of the space. Like they really spread it out well, and some really cool equipment over there.
Yes, and our playground is a little bit unique from the other elementary schools. Because our school serves students that are 3, 4, and 5 years old, we really tailored the equipment so that it would be inclusive for all of our students. We have the pour and play rubberized ground so that our students that are in wheelchairs or strollers are able to get to the playground equipment along with ramps, and just making it a very inclusive setting. And then you're right, James, there is a lot of green space as well for families or students to run around, and sometimes soccer teams practice there. So it is a really nice space right in the center of a residential neighborhood.
When we were growing up, all of us, it's not a knock at the past or anything like that. It's so easy to judge the past. That is not this at all. But I'm sure that all of us grew up and were around somebody or knew somebody with a disability, possibly, that weren't able to do some of the things that we and our friends were able to do. It's such a cool, unique day where that stuff is written in now. It's just a part of these things. I didn't even have to ask about that with the playground equipment and then different playgrounds that, Ron, you mentioned are being built around here. Mm-hmm. That's built into it. I think that's just so cool, and I don't want to normalize that. I want to highlight that whenever we can.
Yeah, and another great feature of our playground is we have a communication board, because we have quite a few students that are nonverbal. Mm-hmm. So when they are out with their peers, it can be difficult for them sometimes to try to find a way to communicate with verbal peers. Mm-hmm. And so the communication board just has pictures and visuals, so that way when there's something that they want, whether they need to go in for a drink of water or they want to go on the swings or whatever the case is, they can point to the pictures so that the adults or other kids are able to communicate with them. It's fantastic.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That hit me. That's beautiful. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
That is really beautiful.
Well, you need to stop by and see it.
I got it.
Yes.
I got to take a tour.
Yep.
And not for nothing. I mean, I'm horrible. I have a hard time communicating sometimes.
Right.
I might be use something like that. That is pretty cool. Thank you for sharing that with us, Terry.
Yeah,
appreciate
absolutely.
That. Rob, how about for you over at Lincoln?
Yeah, so we also have the schedule pickup and new student orientation next week. Most students already got their schedules, and most new students came through yesterday to be entertained by Mr. Thayer and the Link crew. But they come in from 3:30 to 7:30 for anybody who hasn't a chance to come in yet. And then we have a new student and parent orientation meeting from 5:30 to 6:15. That's optional. So we find that as students, they've already been in secondary school, most of them for a while, and so we don't make them come in. The transition from primary to secondary is far more challenging. And so, but if anybody has questions or wants to meet me or goes through the slideshow and that we've put on our website and wants to go in that more detail, we'll be in the auditorium from 5:30 to 6:15. And then on Saturday, I'm going to go into the school and open up the doors, and any parent member or community member wants to come in and meet me, since I'm new to the school, can come in and talk to me all day long. So I'll have that open up with that on Parent Square so parents know what time that is.
Very cool. I can remember former principal Mr. Mancuso doing similar things like that and everything, and I think that's a great idea. It's always nice, and even, you know, to be blunt, even if nobody shows up, having the doors open means something.
Right.
I'm guaranteeing you people will show up.
Yeah.
But even if they didn't, I think that that's just, especially for a high school, and to be honest, one of our premier high schools and everything, it's important to be able to do those things and have a literal open door policy to people nowadays. That goes so much farther than I think we can put in the words. That's great, Rob.
Knowing that the principal of your school is available to talk to if you need him is important, and also it helps me because I don't know enough people yet to really get a finger in the pulse of what people are concerned about and what the education feels like to the students that are experiencing it. So I need to find a way to keep those conduits active. So that's what I'm hoping to do that day. And if we don't get a lot of people, I got lots of emails to do anyway. So we'll figure it out.
Right on. I really got to say, I appreciate that every one of you, while you might be new in these positions, not only are coming in with plenty of experience and energy to this, but also an idea of, hey, we are here to listen. Like that is such a gift nowadays. And it's something that, again, growing up, you would think it was just kind of common and we just did that. But it's new. It's not new, but it's worth highlighting in this day and age that we have that.
Yeah, I think one thing I've heard from parents is that with all the safety features that schools have to have now, given the climate that we're in, and with the way COVID really separated us and kept more people out of the buildings, some people are feeling quite disconnected from their schools. Yeah. And they don't need to be. We certainly welcome community members to come in, but they don't always feel like that. And so we want to make sure that we say that as often as possible, that we, whenever we get our parents in for things, like, yes, we want to talk to you, we need that, you're welcome here. And so there's a little bit we have to shake off of what we've been through the last few years.
Yeah, a good point. Thank you for that. Ron, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Skyward. I know we wanted to touch on that.
Yeah. So we've made a transition. We've used Skyward now for many years within our school district. However, due to some security issues in our prior system, we've made a switch in our system to a former program in Skyward to a new program in Skyward. That transition has not gone as smoothly as we had hoped when you're transitioning well over 6,000 accounts.
Wait, something technology.
Something technology did not go smoothly. I know. Isn't that surprising? So we've been working with Skyward. Obviously, they're a great partner of ours transitioning in that. We're one of the first schools, actually, I think we might be the first larger school district in the state to transition to their new product. So that's not gone as smoothly as we had hoped as an organization. All of our school buildings are now open, so if parents are still having issues trying to log in, trying to do their online enrollment verification, we just ask if they're having that to please contact their school building. There'll be some communication coming up from my office that may today at some point. Friday afternoon. In addition, if they do have prior bookmarks in Skyward, bookmarked in their phone or their computer or tablet, those bookmarks are no longer going to work because they're for the old system. So we ask parents to log on to our website, wrps.org. You'll see the Skyward icon right at the top, and to use those new bookmarks for the new icon. And that generally has been one of the major issues, is just prior bookmarks. You might need to clear your cache a little bit, or your cookies, or all that. I don't know. There won't be donuts, but it'll be cookies. Clear those out.
We'll take it.
But that's one of the things. And the other part is that we've implemented a new communication system home to our parents called Parent Square. And what it is, it's actually a K-12 communication system. We've had different schools use different services, different sports teams, different clubs, activities. And parents only have so much screen size on their phone. And so we had parents, you'd have 5, 6, 7 different apps for things that your kids were involved in. So we've now moved everything into the school district into one app called Parent Square. It's where all your school communication will come from, your communication from coaches, advisors, So we'll hopefully streamline that process as well and give parents that one-stop resource. So that link is on our website as well at wrps.org. You can go to the Google Store or the Apple Store and download Parent Square.
Not a parent alive doesn't love the idea of I only have to make one stop, not eight.
Correct.
Like that seems like a great idea,
correct,
whether it's on your phone or in real life or anything like that.
That's... Yeah, exactly. So we're excited for that feature rolling out once again. Integration between Skyward and that, a few hiccups. But we're excited to have that simplified communication tool for parents moving into the upcoming school year.
And I think of two. My Nana used to have this phrase all the time: "You want to make God laugh, make plans." it is one of those things where we all, I think, yeah, most people, especially in the community in this time of year, are certainly understanding that there are bugs to work out, yeah, there are kinks. This is all, you know, a year from now probably won't even be thinking about some, right, of that stuff and everything.
So the one thing about making plans is the other thing that we get a lot of concerns about at this time of year is transportation, busing. With this is a little delayed because of the transition in the new system and making sure all our busing systems, everything integrate. We're hoping to have busing information posted in Skyward Family Access sometime on Monday. That communication will go out in Parent Square when it is live in Skyward Family Access. So parents obviously want to plan when their student is getting picked up, dropped off, et cetera, what bus route are they on? Mm-hmm. And so that hopefully will be out in the Skyward Family Access on Monday, but that will be posted in Parent Square and on our website when it's done. And we'll also put that on our social media, our Facebook, our Twitter feed when those are posted.
I know in recent years, Ron, one of the things that has affected our school systems is needing bus drivers. How are we doing on that front?
Yeah, so I met with our bus drivers on Wednesday. We still need bus drivers for Safeway and Lamers. Mm-hmm. Are all looking for bus drivers to assist, and they have most of their school routes covered. It's also our after-school routes. It's just important for our kids to participate in activities if they have a basketball game or soccer game or field trip. Mm-hmm. So especially those trip drivers are needed as well. So you're a little bit more inconsistent, but you're doing those cool trips that you might be going to the planetarium or whatever. So we do need some of those drivers within Safeway or Lamers. So I'd encourage, if you're interested, to contact Safeway or Lamers.
Yeah, not only I've had friends do this, and not only a good job, but a very rewarding job. Mm-hmm. Not every one of us can necessarily be an educator. You are an integral part of that process to be able to help with that.
They're the first person a student sees in the morning in many aspects, and that starts that student's day off in a positive light. So excited about that. Thank our bus drivers. As I said, they are integral to our operation. Also want to throw a shout out to our custodial staff and our, yes, building and ground staff, because they work overtime in the summer to get our buildings ready, and they look spotless. So very happy for our maintenance and custodial staff.
Excited for a new school year for all of our students and families out there, and very even more excited after talking with all of you. Have a great start to the year. Enjoy yourselves. Don't be strangers. Doors always open for you and your schools and your students. And thank you again so much for the time. Appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, kids, bedtime's 9 o'clock. You get ready for school.
It's a great remote note, Rod. It's a great note. Appreciate you all. Thank you so much for the time. You can find out more about our public schools at wrps.org. WRPS.org, and every one of these schools has an individual website and Facebook page. Encourage you to search those out, bookmark them, keep up to date on all the good things that is going on in our public school system. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week. We want to send a big thank you to the soul of this station, Pam Hilke. Nice job, Pam. We appreciate the work. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.